Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, and we're talking with John New Bacon here. And we always talk Michigan football with you, but the professional ranks in Michigan has long since struggled, but it is the team of the state, and I know you definitely reference the Lions here and there. They sit there at 7, and a lot of Detroit Lion fans were disappointed that they didn't draft Tua last year when they actually were ahead of the Dolphins in the draft. They now still need a younger quarterback, as Stafford is getting up there in age. Do you think the Lions look at either a Wilson or a Fields to be their next signal caller?
We got to back it way up here, Luby. I am from the state of Michigan. What is this professional ranks you're talking about?
Aww.
I've heard about them, yes. I've seen them on TV. Dude, I am 56 years old. There's been one playoff victory in my lifetime. Getting mad at the Lions for their incompetence is like getting mad at Canada for being cold. You're asking me a technical question. My guess is Stafford, when he stole some values, gets sold, then you're shopping for a quarterback. But again, people, this is the Lions. You can complain about the Dolphins all you want. We are not listening.
We welcome to the show one of our all-time favorites, the great Mike Westhoff. Michael, Happy New Year. Good to have you on the program again. You have your finger on the pulse of New York City. Of course, we're working with SNY, did a lot of broadcasting up there. Now, we were speculating that Governor Andrew Cuomo had a press conference yesterday where he was blocking deliveries of Velveeta to New York City, an outrageous reaction to the Philadelphia Eagles and the benching of the quarterback in the fourth quarter. Now, I'm thinking from a sporting sense, Mike Westhoff, you probably don't agree with that. But nonetheless, what was your feeling about Peterson yanking his QB and then the subsequent bitching and moaning by the Giants players? And now Joe Judge, very much inflammatory remarks on record, saying that he thought it was despicable what Peterson did.
I kind of like Joe and some of the things that he's done. I think he's done a pretty good job. But this one, he should shut up and take care of his own football team. Find a way to get another victory or two and not worry about what Philadelphia did. To be honest with what, and I like Doug Peterson. You remember, he played for us. For what he did, to be honest with you, I'd fire him.
Really?
I'd fire him.
Wow.
I really disliked it. I thought that was a poor move. And it really, and I listened to him yesterday talk about how, you know, he wanted to give this guy some reps. But give this guy some reps, for crying out loud. I have a 9-year-old grandson that deserves reps more than this guy. I mean, I'll be honest with you. If I was the owner, I'd be fuming. I mean, if it were me, I'd fire him. I wouldn't have any problem doing it.
The time.
Wake up with Defo, joined by Luby. Welcome to the Defo Show.
Beautiful morning unfolding here in South Florida once again, and it's a pleasure to be immersed in this tremendous atmosphere here. at Gulfstream Park. But track sign here, looks like some people are going to be track signed in very festive fashion for the Pegasus. I don't know when they're planning on unveiling these box seats that they're formulating track side on the apron here, but I would imagine that's in conjunction with Pegasus Day. So it looks like more fan access available here at Gulfstream Park. It's a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. And we're very happy to be with you, Jeff DeForest. We got Jersey Kyle out here. He's already got a horse. Are you going to use that Luca Panici bomb as your degenerate stimulus package horse of the century coming up this week? Now, you've been hot lately, although Luby refuses to acknowledge this or give this even the slightest bit of credit, that you hit two winners in a row, and then because of the popularity of this particular aspect of the show on a deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday, your selections, which you've come back to life. You've gotten over the part where the romance was such a negative influence on your ability to actually see things clearly after you rekindle the flame with the lovely Karen, and now you've come back to earth. Has the indifference set in yet, or are you guys still going at it pretty good? Because, no, all of a sudden you're seeing clearly again when you open up a racing form. It actually is a moment of clairvoyance, a moment of clarity for you.
Yeah, no, the indifference has not set in yet. But, no, I've been pretty good. I've been right on it. Last week
they punched your horse down from, like, umpteen to one to whatever it was. It went off, like, the favorite,
I think he was, like, a 6-1 morning line going off at, like, 2-1.
3-5 all of a sudden. Yeah, Jersey liked the horse on the show yesterday.
And then to get clipped in the final strides was tough because he did take the lead, and I thought we were going to get home. And then the other favorite ran him over just at the wire.
But all right, so that's two wins in a second. Last three picks here on the show. And you have something, but it does not involve my favorite LP, and that would be, no, not Aqualung or Led Zeppelin 2. We're talking about Luca Panici.
He is in the last race tomorrow on a horse that is 30-1 in the morning line.
He's been on some bombs. He hasn't been getting a ton of mounts of late. I scan the entries every morning there when I'm doing my thing there. I hate to, you know, paint an ugly picture, but I'm not exactly Norman Rockwell when I'm on the throne there, but I'm looking over the Gulfstream entries for that given day, and I always check to see if Luca's got something going.
Luca Panici.
Because I'm expecting a call from Francesco, the kiss of death call. It says Luca loves his mount today.
Yeah, well, Francesco's not going to call you on this one, I tell you.
All right, well, we'll see. All right, later on you'll have the degenerate stimulus package horse. Now I love the regulars on this show. I really do. You know that, Jersey Kyle. We often speak of these people, and we've had the pleasure of meeting some of them out there. And this next gentleman who's on hold, who kind of defected from the program for a while. But some of my favorite aspects, and I guess it's a form of validation. I mean, Tommy Hutton. I mean, imagine a man as distinguished as Tommy Hutton. Played Major League Baseball for years, been a broadcaster for the longest time, and somehow he's doing that Dr. Savant thing where he's... He must be shooting that cantaloupe juice into his face because he looks as young as he ever did, right? He looks like he's on a rookie baseball card.
He's been dealing with Savant.
Hey, pick up the melon. But anyway, his fascination with Larry the Leaper, I mean, I consider that, you know, quite a distinction for the
yes.
program, isn't that? That you could get a guy of that magnitude, of that level of eloquence and eloquence.
Yes.
A Tommy Hutton, and he wants to know, is Larry the Leaper really the kind of loser you paint him out to
be? Is Leaper coming to the track today?
Yeah. If I see the Leaper, will I recognize him right away? Is he going to be scrunched up in a corner asking the people from Deal Volkswagen for a couple of dimes?
To squeeze him a 20, yeah.
And then Jimmy Ross, he loves that line from your song. Degenerate Friday is a hell of a show. If you follow our picks, you're going to make some dough.
That's right. And the next guy that you're talking about that's hanging on the line.
Yes, you know? I mean, Eric, a longtime follower of the program.
And now a big star. I hear him quite often on the Greek.
I think he's like a co-host with the Greek. Eric,
yes.
How are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's going on?
You're on time.
A co-host on the Greek show.
Yes. Are you getting credits now? I mean, you're doing a hell of a job there, Eric.
Well, I don't get paid, but, you know, I'm trying to...
well, we don't get paid either. I mean, don't start crying the blues about that. Yeah, paid? This is a job you would do even if you didn't get paid. That's what they always say, and fortunately, you're willing to accept that, yes.
I've been accepting it for many, many years, you know what I mean? But I've been busy, I don't know if you guys heard, since you've been hearing me co-hosting. I've been busy making a baby, so I'm going to be Daddy Eric.
Is that right? Oh, wow. A little papoose.
Finish it out of his mouth. That's amazing.
Can we say papoose anymore in reference to a baby, or is some infant group going to sue the radio station?
Daniel Snyder got in trouble. You better watch.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, that quarterback looked like a papoose. Well, all right. Well, congratulations on that, Eric. That's fantastic. Well, do we know what it is, or can you reveal it? You're going to have one of those parties where, you know, the blue thing falls out of the cake?
Well, the thing is, the thing right now is the size of, like, a blueberry. We don't know what it is down the
oh,
line.
Oh, this just got started. Okay. Well, yeah, congratulations. Yeah, we there's nothing like the seed of life and bringing If you mumble terminology out of the racing form while you're kind of around that area of your wife's stomach, solar plexus, if you're talking in wrestling terms, start reading elements of the racing form and see if it works.
Well, we're going to Vegas. We're going to Vegas next month for my birthday. We're going to check it out over there and do a
not
day
a bad
or two
place
and
to
then
be
hit,
born.
We're going to play some bets, practice there, make sure the baby knows what's going on, then hit the mountains, go to Bryce and Zion there, get away from the people. But, it's going to be a little baby moon there for us and a little celebration of my 38.
All right. Congratulations,
really, why I call this, because I love your show, and I wanted to say what you guys thought about the Robert Saleh hiring overnight with the New York Jets.
Mr. Big Jet fan, Mr. Jet, sitting right across from me here. At what point do the Jet fans turn on this guy? How many hours after the press conference?
Well, if he doesn't look as bad as Adam Gase.
Who could look as bad as Adam Gase?
Anything will look better. I think they'll give him actually a chance.
He did. He looked like Vincent Schiavelli, you know, the character actor, the tall guy.
Yes.
Who was in Fast Times from Ridgemont High in addition to Night Moves is the role I really remember him in. He was a sandwich delivery guy.
He was also in Ghost, where he was in the subway.
He was in everything, this cat, man. He had more parts than Olivier, man. He was unbelievable. Schiavelli.
Let's see what happens. I mean, let's give this guy a shot to put his team on the field. But, you know, the way the Jets have been, it's probably not good. It's not the team you want.
Yeah, no, this has to be a mistake somehow. Don't you agree? Eric, I know you're a big Jet fan. Somehow this will loom with the likes of Rich Kotite. In the long run, no matter how bright this guy looks right now, he's about to have his career turned upside down.
I pretty much have PTSD. I'm traumatized from this. You know, that's why I would be if I were him. That's why I got to go to the special doctor like every other day. Yeah. You know, so talk to the special doctor. You know, and flower my poinsettias and just meditate. And hopefully, you know,
start
make
smoking
it right
about this.
They brought in a quarterback whisperer for Sam Darnold. It looked like a kid. I don't know that you could guarantee he was going to be any big star, but looked very promising coming out of USC. And what did he whisper in his ear every day? You suck, Sam. You suck.
Exactly. He was tearing him down.
I
believe we're going to keep Sam, and we're going to draft another offensive lineman, too, or a wide receiver in the late first round. We have like 10 picks. We have two in the first 20. Well,
who's this massive guy, Becton? Is that his name, Becton, the kid they drafted last year?
Mekhi.
Man, I like Becton. Yeah.
That guy. Well,
he's 360, he's like and he runs like a 3940. I mean, and he's on Dancing with the Stars. He's agile. He's got great feet for an offensive lineman. That's my Mel Kiper assessment of the kid. Great feet.
Reminds me of like an Orlando Pace type of guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's great. You put him on one side, and you get that other beast. The guy the Dolphins wanted at number three, the guy from Oregon. You know the kid.
Yeah, I got that.
Sergey, whatever his name is, Powell, or Boog Powell. I'm not sure.
Boog Powell. Very nice.
All right, we got to run. Congratulations, Eric. It's always good to hear from you, my friend. And congratulations also on your role there on the Greek show. That's fantastic. The Greek.
Where's the check?
Comes away 3 o'clock. It's always about the money,
love
right?
You guys.
Positive. Congratulations.
Greek's copping all that money from Tito's, and, he's figuring, hey, where's my piece? At least a bottle here and there.
Give him some.
Throw me a bone, huh?
Eric's not a bad guy. Give him
good
some.
Guy. No, and congratulations to Eric. I thought he was going to call up and start complaining about the Marlins offseason lacking any kind of buzz, Luby.
When we went to that Raider game, he did a good job on the barbecue, too. I noticed he was firing down those sauces.
How about the time he was at the track and he got the ultimate bludgeoning that you could possibly receive? You talk about post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Track syndrome.
He didn't clarify what track he wanted to bet on, and they like punched out Suffolk Downs or something, which had been closed for 5 years, and that was his ticket, even though he had a winner, he thought.
Yes.
And that sucks when you root in a winner, doesn't it, only to find out you lost.
got to watch the tellers you go to, we always say.
You're screaming for the 8. Come on with that 8. Come on with that 8. Come on with that 8. And it's the 1 because it's Laurel. Somehow the TVs are tinted weirdly. I don't know what kind of cameras do they have up there in Maryland where you can't tell what number the horse is.
Yeah, it's a weird angle.
Yeah. Right? All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. We have Jersey Kyle out here. A stimulus package horse. You say you have a good one for us, Mr. Red Hot?
I do. I have a horse for us in one of the big stakes race. Sunshine Millions tomorrow. I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, very nice. Yeah.
Big day here tomorrow.
Now, you think that's the reason they have the carpeting and the chair arrangement out here?
No, I think the carpeting.
You think that's a week away still?
I think the carpeting is getting set up for the biggest day.
I mean, they vacuum these carpets. This is no slouch event coming up here at Gulfstream
Park. No, I mean, come on. These people have nice shoes.
Looks better than when I walk into your house.
Anything looks better than walking into my house.
Yes. All right, we're coming back with more. Mark Lawrence, playbook.com. He'll have his numerology, no doubt a couple of underdogs that he likes among the four divisional playoff games. Len Robbins, the New York Extra. What isn't happening in New York City right now? James Harden going to the Brooklyn Nets. And, of course, Lindor went to the Mets. We talked about that last week. New coach for the New York Jets, Saleh. Is he doomed, Luby? What do you think?
I actually like Saleh. The hire. I think it's a smart move by them.
Now he's doomed, for sure. Did you say I actually like the hire?
Yes, he did. That's what he said?
It's like Bill Polian, being on one of those draft shows, saying, I think this Manning kid has a shot.
I like this kid. It's a good pick.
Brandon Lang, 2 for the Money fame. McConaughey played him in the movie. That was great. And he'll be joining us with his selections. Although, wow, I mean, can you hear birds in your head when a guy just lays an egg?
Did he lay an egg last
week? Like those
week?
Giant seagulls on the Jersey Shore.
What did he do, Lang? 0-4?
That was funny when that seagull swooped down on you and actually took the entire cheesesteak.
Yes.
Only in New Jersey.
In one bite.
Like one bite, a giant one. It was like a foot long.
What the heck? Went on the board.
And then complained that you took the thing with no onions. Speaking of food, the gambling gourmet, Mike Mayo, always brilliant. Going to be joining us later on as well. Back with more in a moment. Now that.
Ask him that question. Time. Ever had a sandwich stolen
picked
by
off
a seagull.
By a seagull?
Yes.
As if it was Xavier Howard? It's 7:21. Thanks so much, Rick Pitino. It was a pleasure having you on. You're welcome any Degenerate Friday to join us. Hopefully Jersey Kyle will come through. He was so worried you were coming back from Greece that he wouldn't have that boat lift in time.
Well, I signed the contract before Greece. That was 7 months ago. I came home. Electrical work would be done, but unfortunately, he's hanging out with you guys, Betty Oaklawn Park.
Fodder Park today. No, that's expedited by his usual process. So you're getting
the
royal treatment.
I would have been agreeable to pay him in euros, but he wouldn't do it.
If you funneled it into his home betting account, he'd be happy.
The cafecito is piping hot. Why not enjoy it with Defo and Luby? It's now time for the Defo Show.
Welcome back to the show, a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday from the splendid environment that we have out here. Just absolutely great. Being trackside at Gulfstream Park, and it looks like there's some plans to have people trackside, at least for the Pegasus. And you can buy tickets online or at the box office here at Gulfstream Park for the Pegasus. It's going to be a huge day, but Sunshine Millions coming up. Tomorrow, Jersey Kyle's going to have a selection for us here for the good people at Deal Volkswagen. He has been hot of late, although there's been zero acknowledgement, Mr. Blutarski, 0.0. It was interesting seeing Animal House last night because, of course, it's a movie you've seen 1,000 times, but I hadn't seen it for a while, and I did not realize this. You have a great trivia question. Should we just throw it out there for people? We don't have any kind of prize to give away, and I guess anybody could look this up, but you have a great trivia question involving that guitar scene where he smashed the guitar.
Yes. And
remember,
I have
Blutarski comes down the stairs at the toga party, and there's a guy, just an awful singer, and he's got a couple of chicks mesmerized around him who look stoned out of their mind, and he's strumming away.
I gave my love a cherry.
Oh, man, it was awful.
It was terrible,
right? Absolutely pathetic. Yeah. And so he's doing that, and then Blutarski just takes the guitar and whacks it against the wall. I have to say, as many times as I've seen that scene, I let out a little burst of laughter there.
No, it's great.
So what's the trivia question involving that scene?
Do you know who that guitar player is? Who is that guy?
Hey,
guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun, too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Somebody you would know.
Yeah, he's a known guy.
Any ideas on that, Luby? Animal House, the guitar scene where Blutarski smashes the guitar against the wall?
No.
You know who the guy, you know the guy who was singing was? All right, we'll throw that out there at 866-801-0940.
You give him a half a nice tea.
No, I mean an autographed picture of you. Do you have any pictures of yourself that you could sign for somebody?
No.
Out there? No?
No, but you can get one at the post office if you really want one.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. Big things happening here at Gulfstream Park. We'll have a selection for you later on. Mark Lawrence on the football games coming up over the weekend. Do you have a sniff on anything, any of these games, or do you even know who's playing?
I'm going against Brady.
Against Brady.
I'm going to take Breeze.
Yeah. Breeze over Brady. I think you're laying 3.5 in that game in New Orleans.
It's just a, you know, that's just a gut play because I'm not a big fan of Brady. But, I mean, I know he's great and everything, but, you know.
Couldn't you set up something with Robert Kraft on Bourbon Street, no? Where somehow he ends up in a very compromising position? Oh, no, Kraft doesn't have any control
over
Brady.
Hard to do. It already happened.
There's
got
no allegiance, yeah. Kraft's out of the picture, though. He's OOP. It's the Buccaneers now.
Yes.
Do the Glazers still own that team? The guy's Malcolm Glazer. He was a strange-looking cat. No, Glazer. And they
Glazers
owned,
own it.
Like
I don't know.
Manchester
I think
United
passed,
or something.
The Glazers do own it.
You think they sold it?
They own it. I mean, Malcolm, I think passed, but the Glazers do own it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. The kids. Always good to be in the inheritance business at that level, isn't it? Hey, Dan, what are we going to do with the football team? So I don't know. Sell it if you want.
One of your fans texted in that the guy with the guitar was the Leaper.
That could be, yeah, because actually it was a parallel there to their level of musical talent.
Well, you remember the Leaper coming in here with the guitar.
No, but this guy, you know, I don't want to give it away. Who's the guy that was singing in that scene in Animal House? 866-801-0940. Also, Len Robbins out of New York City going to join us later on. Brandon Lang has his selections at BrandonLang.com. The Gambling Gourmet, Mike Mayo. The Gambling Gourmet. He was brilliant last week with his handicapping by way of food.
Yes.
It was fantastic there. But Buffalo, I think, also came up a loser. No, they had an easy matchup against Indianapolis, which the only food from Indianapolis. Luby actually was in heaven because we ended up eating at White Castle, which I believe has its origins in Indianapolis.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it's a New York thing.
White Castle.
There was one by Rawway.
I mean, they were big in New York also. There was one on Merrick Road. I remember coming home, and it was always tempting, but that's when McDonald's first came out.
Yeah, how old are you?
When we went to Keeneland that
Ray
time.
Ray Kroc hadn't even thought of McDonald's when I was born. Roy Kroc, or whatever his name
was. It was Ray.
Ray, yeah. Ray?
It was Ray.
Didn't he own the Chargers? Everybody owned the Chargers.
I just remember when we went to Keeneland for the first time, the animal found a White Castle there.
And oh, yeah, he loved it.
Ate a dozen of those babies.
Oh, my God, and he was in the room with us that night.
Yeah, it was
disgusting.
A bad night.
Oh, my God. Talk about Animal House. It was more like Blazing Saddles. All right. A deal of Volkswagen DeForest Files coming up. I attempt once again to bury the public with a, you know, just gag-eating chalk. Unbelievable. Pick of the Buffalo Bills. That's the conclusion of the thing. Back with that in a moment. Now that.
The time.
I mean, this is milk of magnesia. It makes me really...
Stop betting the chalk.
It feels ugly to even recommend this. It's 7:32.
Betting chalk is for the weak, the lame, and the impaired. That story in a moment. Hi, Jeff DeForest here for the great people at Deal Volkswagen. Out with the old and in with the almost new. Save big on a certified pre-owned vehicle from Deal VW. You got to go to DealVolkswagen.com and go to the pre-owned tab. There you can scroll down and see the great quality selection they have in CPO vehicles. Folks, they have only showroom quality vehicles, many with only one owner. You won't find a better selection of CPO VW models outside of Deal.
It's like getting a new car without paying the new car price. And they're basically selling them wholesale to the public. All come with a clean Carfax vehicle history report as well. Great mileage, better prices, Jetta models, Passat models, and Tiguan models, all with Volkswagen-backed warranties. And all at the brand new pre-owned showroom. Get into a New Year's state of mind with a certified pre-owned vehicle. Celebrate 2021 with big savings, no hassle, and no fuss. Visit Deal at their brand new pre-owned showroom at 3650 Bird Road, and you'll be like thousands of happy customers saying, it's all about the DEEL. Carfax vehicle history reports are based only on information supplied to Carfax. Carfax does not have the complete history of every vehicle. When we foolishly suggested last week for our fans to empty out on a 7-team all-chalk teaser parlay, it could have been considered an impeachable act. Take away our microphones, our platforms, and never allow us to give another selection out again. We also voiced our lame opinion the Buffalo Bills were a good bet, laying 6.5 against the Indianapolis Colts, based in part on the Philip Rivers all-Heimlich maneuver theory, triggering the former Chargers and now Indy quarterback would lay the proverbial Rodan-sized egg in the fourth quarter of a playoff game. But Rivers managed to rally Indianapolis for a spread-beating fourth-quarter drive before ultimately choking with a chance to win the game when he couldn't buy a first down while needing 30-something yards for a game-tying field goal. Right theory, bad timing, money. Cheech and Chong time, up in smoke. Far be it from us to come back and recommend another losing favorite to our adoring public, but in surveying the card for the divisional round of playoff games this week, no immediate proposition that leaps off the page. Is 10 points a generous allotment for the Browns against a Kansas City club that was horrendous against the points in the second half of the season? Sure, but if you buy into Luby's magic wand theory, somehow the Chiefs could wake up and realize it's short time and put the upstart Brownies back in their place. Tempting to take Cleveland, but somewhat risky business. It's the Geezers and Caesars when the Bucks meet the Saints, with a much-anticipated matchup of 40-year-old QBs in Breeze and Brady. The Bucks get 3.5 here and look very sharp last time out, but still failed to cover against a Washington team most figured had no business in the postseason and went with an unknown quarterback. Too close to call, even though the Saints could have easily covered the 10 they were laying against Chicago last week. The Rams seem to be back on track as they throttled Seattle last week, but was it a case of Seattle yielding to internal offensive turmoil, that stout Rams pass rush, or a combination of both? The Packers have been on the pines, and the 6.5 they are laying at Lambeau looks to be a very tough number to play into in this one. That leaves Buffalo, a team that buried us last week, laying 2.5 against Baltimore. Both teams are hot, coming in with the Bills winning 7 straight and the Ravens 5 in a row. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Gonna take a small sniff here on the walk of shame and lay the 2.5 with the Buffalo Bills, hoping they can hold their focus throughout this one and come up with another home win. Could leave us gagging on more chalk, a very unpleasant tasting substance, especially as we try to develop some bank for the big one in a few weeks. May we choke on a chicken wing and be forced to wear bowling shoes all day long if we're wrong, but going to ride the Bills again this week to thwart Lamar Jackson, come up with a 3-point win or better. Jeff DeForest for the DeForest Files. Little piece of the summit. You got Kim Jong-un, one side of the table. Yes. Donald Trump, other side of the table. And in the middle, mediating, nice. Dennis Rodman.
Here, boy, say a few words, will you?
You are, I am the shadow.
Boo!
Hey, you gonna eat that chicken alone?
No. Maybe if I wait, I'll get some potatoes.
What kind?
Mashed.
You got him. Hey, what do you think you're doing, playing poker? Quit stacking a deck.
Oh!
The puckler's persimmon. You're worth 10 grand to me.
Oh! Now get out there and mingle with the guests.
Listen, you.
Mingle or I'll mangle.
Oh, that's different.
I guess we're safe. Don't have to worry about getting blown off the face of the planet anytime soon by this maniac.
It's now time for The Defoe Show.
Gulfstream Park. Think it was the 4th of July. All right, welcome back to the show. A Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday is underway. Should I feel any sense of, I don't want to say it's Jewish guilt, because it's just guilt in general. It's more like degenerate guilt about giving out the Buffalo Bills for the second week in a row when they failed to cover against that choking dog, all Heimlich maneuver captain of the team, Philip Rivers, who, in spite of the fact, ironically so, that he's known for his fourth quarter comebacks, that's only because he's been around for half a freaking century, Jersey Kyle. I know you're probably not a big Rivers fan, because you're not a fan of the guy who just openly chokes. James Harden coming to the Brooklyn Nets. What does he do in the finals when the money's on the table?
I didn't bring my credit card.
It's like, what? You're not going to pay a dime for this? You were the one that ordered the champagne, the second bottle. You know, and then several non-flattering adjectives come flying out of your mouth. But what do you think? I mean, these games coming up this week, do you have any kind of an opinion on this whatsoever? You have the Packers and the Rams in one of these games.
I'm really excited about Lawrence because I think he's going to be kind of leaning.
Lawrence, he just missed on that Buckeye parlay.
And I like the part that's left, you know, the Cleveland.
Well, he didn't just miss. He got hammered.
Well, the Ohio State part of it went up in smoke. But like you said, he had half of it.
He had half of it. He had a tough half. He had the brownies.
Yes. And the brownies tomorrow against, you know, looks like they can't win, right? 10-point underdogs against Kansas City.
And Kansas City, as I mentioned in that thing, and I'm sorry to say, I feel guilty about giving out more gagging chunk. I don't know. How convinced are you that the Bills are any good and can beat the Ravens? Now, both teams come in here on, as they would say, a bit of a roll.
Well, Luby seems to
Bills have won seven straight since that atrocity. I mean, I don't know what the streak would be if they hadn't gotten coned on that Hail Mary to DeAndre Hopkins when Arizona won probably its biggest game of the year, right? Arizona, which they didn't do much with that.
Well, that's why I leave this stuff to the guys you have coming on later because they spend time looking at this stuff. But me, I think I'm going to go Breeze beats Brady for the third time, which they say is impossible to do, right?
So, well, was Mark Lawrence held upside down as a kid? He never bets a favorite.
Never. That's why we like him. Why do you think we like him so much?
Were you inclined to buy one of those bars? What happened to those bars that were popular where you hang from your feet like a bat? And it was supposed to help you with circulation and all kinds of different things. You don't see that much anymore among the fitness concepts that are out there.
Yes, no, I remember that thing where it flipped you basically upside down and you hung there.
Did
like
you buy
a bat.
Into that, Luby? Were you hanging like a bat at any time? I mean,
no.
I don't mean financially. I'm talking about
No.
Here's a new theory. Just you know, while we're kind of extrapolating on this whole idea about betting these games over the weekend, but and I'm going to go with this the rest of the way in the postseason.
Yes.
As I've been booking my friend Francesco, a good friend of Luca Panici, who we mentioned a couple of times during the show, our favorite jockey out here at Gulfstream Park, and who we would play over the Ortiz brothers. If you were getting both the Ortiz brothers, we'd go ahead and bet Luca. But I'm not going to do any more handicapping at all or any more thinking about this. I'm just going to go against certain known kisses of death, which I would think that Francesco's best shot is to go 1-3 this week. So would you be satisfied if you went 3-1? Just going against the guy. Well, makes sense, right? Why, you know, aggravate yourself with all kinds of permutations of equations and numerology and Bill James type of abstracts? And Mark Lawrence is brilliant at this, and if you subscribe to that sort of thing, but doesn't this make it easier? I mean, you've done it at the track many times where a known kiss of death gives you a horse and you automatically just put a line through it like Richard Dreyfuss did.
Right.
Do you think that's a solid theory, though? At this stage of the football season, nobody really knows what's going to happen, let's face it.
Oh,
and against the spread, no less?
There's guys wandering around these halls here on a normal day at Gulfstream, you know, pre-pandemic and everything.
Yeah.
That, I mean, they could stop Secretariat in the Belmont.
Boom. Yeah. I mean, even though he was up by 30 lengths.
They could end it.
As they turned for home, they just stopped his horse in his tracks.
Well, you know that guy that says, you're home, and then the next thing you know, you're not home. The horse.
Yes. You know, so, I mean, would you be inclined if you were going to bet sports, which I know you dabble in? In fact, this is a theory of yours. I think I actually plagiarized this theory from you that time that 220 Tommy called you while you were on your way to the Borgata Sportsbook and was pronouncing the University of Miami would go undefeated the rest of the season.
Right.
As they were about to fail to cover a point spread and lose outright.
Didn't
to
they
North
lose
Carolina.
Three in a row and every game was to really bad opponents that they got dominated by?
Yes.
Right
absolutely
after that.
Correct.
I mean, you talk about a kiss of death. I mean, this is like any, you know, elongated smooching that you've seen in any movie. Just, I mean, this guy's lips were stuck to Kyle's wallet. And he said, there it is. I've been blessed. I mean, and any money that you shot through the window going against this man.
Came back a winner.
It was going to come back like at least 3-1, which was incredible. And in a straight-up sports bet, Moneyline, I mean, you became Moneyline Martinez right there. In fact, there were whispers around the various sports books in Atlantic City saying, Moneyline Martinez, no, there's a ban on this guy. 200 is the max we'll take. 200, that's it. Cut him off at 200.
Yeah, that was my new name, Moneyline.
That's how you know you've made it. So, I mean, would it be wise for me just to wait for Francesco to give me his picks he wants me to book this week and then just bet again? Well, I am betting against him with him, but then just send it in on the opposite side.
No, I think,
hopes of going a minimum of 3-1.
I think you should take the Moneyline Martinez parlay this week, and I want you to go with the Cleveland Browns.
Browns.
Yes.
Moneyline.
Win the game outright.
The fabulous Moulin line right there. I mean, we're not talking about dancing any Willenda-like tightrope.
And then the fact that Tom Brady may be partying down on Bourbon Street, and you take the Saints. There's your parlay, Browns-Saints. Just go for it.
The Saints are favored, though.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Well,
you're not inclined to bet a lot of chalk. But you believe, and there's going to be some voodoo curse on Tom Brady, no?
There's people doing
this. I mean, think about this. You ever see the fans there getting ready for a game in New Orleans? I've been there a couple of times and gone to some games.
Yeah, they're right there, like, behind the Raider fans. I think the Raiders.
These people are crazy.
They're nuts. There's some voodoo in the parking lot.
You don't know if you're at a football game or if they're lining up to be contestants on Let's Make a Deal.
Are fans allowed at that game? Are there fans allowed in the Superdome or whatever?
I don't know.
Football,
man.
Yes.
They had all
yeah,
kinds
yeah,
of
yeah,
crazy
yeah.
problems. Football,
well, NFL
yeah.
playoffs are doing fans. Yeah, yeah. It's just the state of California has the crazy restrictions. So, like, when you're seeing games in the state of California, you don't see fans. But any other place is doing fans, in the NFL at least.
I did see Buffalo had a good crowd on hand last week.
They had like 7,000.
Yeah.
Think about this. I mean, right outside the arenas there, the Mercedes-Benz Superdome is now, are a couple of graveyards that people go out of their way to visit for some reason.
Yes.
Which I never saw the fascination in that, Libby.
Dancing on somebody's grave.
Yeah, huh? Sitting there, I mean, you know, hey, look, there's Billy Martin. It's crazy, isn't it? Unless you're Steinbrenner. All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Jeff DeForest. He's Mike Luby Lubitz. It's a Deal Volkswagen Degenerate Friday. Handicappers coming up galore. Mark Lawrence is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour today. We had to juxtapose a few things to accommodate the gambling gourmet and Brandon Lang, who are going to be with us in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. Len Robbins out of New York City, the Big Apple. We'll see what he was not a big fan of James Harden even being speculated upon as a possible acquisition for a New York team, was he not? Maybe the Knicks could have benefited more by having a star attraction, James Harden, than the Brooklyn Nets. We'll see how that works out. Iron Eagle, I like that one, that Kyrie Irving is nothing more than Kanye West with a jump shot.
That was great. It was true. Yeah. You and I were talking about it where I said, and you and I said, Kyrie feels like the Kanye of basketball. He is a savant.
Yeah.
He is talented, and he's freaking crazy. Like, that's the thing about Kanye. People who don't really know hip-hop, he's actually a super talented producer and one of the best rappers ever. He's also totally insane, and the last decade, the insanity has sort of overtaken his talents. Kyrie Irving is a talent. Like, you've talked about this. He's as good at getting to the rim as anyone in the NBA history. Like, he's just sort of eccentric, and now he has other interests, a la LeBron. He just hasn't been able to control them and focus on basketball.
Goran Dragic, who does not look as smooth athletically going to the basket as Kyrie Irving does, is a great finisher at the basket. I mean, he really converts a lot of shots. And you know how tough that can be.
That's the hardest part.
I mean, you go inside against these young kids now when you're playing that very lame 2-on-2 or whatever it is that you're doing.
It is lame.
Which I respect it, though. I mean, the fact that you're out there even attempting it is
no, but it's lame.
Yeah.
You're right, but I'd like to see you.
But how many layups do you brick on a regular basis,
all the time.
Though, where it's not that easy to finish at the cup, as they
say? I've made a couple of layups, but I do brick.
You're a chucker. You don't go inside. What are you talking about? You hope it goes in. Come on.
All right, maybe let's go to break. Let's just
but
go.
But Dragic, who's very good at this, I mean, at converting shots at the basket. He makes a lot of those weird reverses and hook shots, both hands. I mean, the stops and does the double head fake. The guy goes flying and hits his head onto the backboard, and then Dragic converts. But Kyrie Irving makes him literally look like he should have a Mason card in that category. Should just be in the union. All right, back with more in a moment. Now that.
The time.
But he crazy.
Coming up with the horse of the week.
It's 7:53.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.